The Goldbergs are in South Carolina for Sammy's wedding to Sylvia Allison. But strangely enough, when the Goldbergs arrived, they found that Sammy wasn't there. Now, Sylvia and her father said Sammy was away on business. But the truth is, Sammy suddenly discovered that cruelty and malice, which had been the cornerstones of Sylvia's life, and Sammy left. Two things prevented Sylvia from keeping up the fiction of Sammy's absence. One was that Molly recognized the voice of Sylvia's brother-in-law as the anonymous voice which had warned her not to let Sammy come south. A telegram arrived from Molly in Lastonbury, which Sylvia had forwarded south and then destroyed. Molly's frantic mind is erecting a wild chain of conjectures and suspicions, and Rosie is trying to calm her. Listen.
Mama, darling, just be calm.
I'm calm.
You may be wrong, Ma.
I'm right.
Well, don't excite yourself.
I'm not excited. I'm not excited. Just let me think, Rosie. Firstly, don't say a word to Papa yet, but I think Ed, the brother-in-law, Mr. Allison's son-in-law, is the one that called me from Lastonbury and warned me not to let family come south. Not one word yet to that effect.
Ma, you may be mistaken.
I may be. Maybe. But I'm sure not. Rosalie, I know that voice. Rosalie, I know it. You remember how frightened we was in Lastonbury. How we told ourselves it must be an enemy of Sylvia's that called all the way from South Carolina to call to Lastonbury in Connecticut in the north. Rosalie, now I'm sure it was it. I'm sure.
All right, Mama, darling, please, don't get all excited.
I'm not excited.
I'm not excited. Only let me think. I want to see back from the beginning up to this moment, I want to think. Step by step. Step by step, I want to think. Number one. Rosalie, take down in your mind, number one. You remember how we first got a letter from South Carolina from Mr. Allison reminding Papa how they used to work together in New York and how he said he had a daughter, a beautiful daughter, Sylvia, and she wasn't happy in a small town and she wished to come to New York to study. You remember that? You remember that Papa said no and I said yes? Would that I also said no, would. She came. She came. You remember. You remember that when she met Tamara, so she was willing to stay already in Lastonbury, which was also a small town. All right. All right, that's all besides the point. She came, and she stayed with us, Rosalie. You remember I tried to be very nice to her. All right. You didn't like her, I didn't like her. But what did that avail me? What did that avail me if Tamara loved her?
All right, Mama, darling, what good is that?
It's good. It's good, Rosalie, it's very good because I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to understand. All right, Rosalie, darling, follow me in your mind. Follow me up to number three, follow me. Tamara's followed her here. She left first, he followed her to South Carolina. Then, lo and behold, we got a letter inviting us to the wedding. All right. So we're here. So we're here in South Carolina, we in Greeley's Mill, South Carolina. We came to the wedding. Where is Sammy? Where is Sammy? We walked in. Where is Sammy? He's on a business trip, Mr. Allison told me. He's on a business trip. Then my friend, Martha Wilberforce, called me and told me she got a telegram. So where's the telegram? Where is the telegram? Sam, Sylvia told us to send it back, not to open it. So where is it? Where is it? Rosalie, if Sammy sent us a telegram asking us to come right down, why isn't he anxious to know if we're here or not? Rosalie, listen to Mama. Carefully listen to Mama. Why didn't Tamara call here? If he was away on business, why didn't he call? Is that like Tamara? And not then she didn't call, so you said her father didn't like to have Sammy spending money on long-distance calls, and we're only here to...
Tamara has his own money, Rosalie. Tamara has his own money. Tamara would be anxious to know where we are, if we are.
What do you say,
Ma? Rosalie, why did Sylvia care of the telegram when Martha sent it to me? Why did she?
It was sent to me. Why was it torn up?
Rosalie, one and one is two and two and two is four.
Mama, darling, if you only tell me what you're thinking about.
I don't know what I'm thinking. I don't know where to start to think first. I don't know what I'm thinking. Something is not right, Rosalie. Why when I spoke to Carabelle, the maid? Why when I stepped my foot across the threshold and I... spoke to Carabelle, the maid, when we first came in and I asked her about Sammy. She didn't answer me. She was not deaf. First I thought yes, then I found out no. Rosalie, why is Mr. Allison so nervous? He said yourself. Rosalie is so different, you said. Your touch is different. Why, Rosalie? Why is Mama down?
She didn't.
The old woman sent me a telegram. I want to know what was in that telegram.
What do you want to do, Ma?
Family Lastonbury.
Who in Lastonbury, Ma?
No, not Ma. Said the truth. Tell of the village. Call me. Call me the telegraph office in Lastonbury.
For what, Ma?
They will know. They will have a duplicate copy of Pamela's telegram. I want to know what's in the telegram. Hurry.
All right, but Mama, darling.
Then I'll lose myself. Please, so let me, if you're making faces, and you're starting with the box. Hello? Hello? Long distance, please.
Mama, darling, maybe you're wrong.
Please. Hello? Hello, long distance, dear. I want you to get me. Do you hear me? Am I talking too loud? Hello? Listen, slow and careful. I want you to get me the telegraph office at the railway station in Lastonbury, O-A, but L, Laston, Connecticut. Yes, please.
Mama, darling, can you think of
me? Yes.
A car's driving up.
Was it Papa?
No, it's Sylvia and Mr. Allison.
Sylvia and Mr. Allison, where is the car?
It's right here in front of the house
already. Oh, my. Hello? Hello? Lastonbury?
Yes?
Is this Mr. Van Buren?
Yes?
Mr. Van Buren, this is Mrs. Goldberg.
Well, hello.
Hello, haven't my time to say hello at the moment. Mr. Sheffield, a telegram was sent to me. Do you have a copy of it?
Yes.
Well, I would like to look, please. Can you please...
Well, I'll have to look it up for you.
Will you do that for me, please, and call me back, Colette? Revoice yourself. What's the number here, Rosalie?
I don't know, Ma.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Van Buren, my number is Greedy's New, South Carolina, 78.
78?
78, please.
All right, Mrs. Goldberg.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh, Mama, darling, it's you here.
It's come in here. I'm all right.
Now, one, two, this too. Oh,
Rosalie,
no.
Hello?
Hello? Mr. Goldberg didn't send back with you?
No, he's walking back with Uncle David. Will you excuse me, Mrs. Goldberg, please?
Oh, surely.
Sylvia, please, I want to see you in here a minute. Sylvia, this has got to end.
Papa, darling, not so loud. She'll hear you.
This can't go on. You wanted me to wait until the telegram came. We waited. It came. Now it's over. No more.
Daddy, the telegram said letter will follow. Can't we wait?
You said you and Sammy quarreled. You said he left and he would come back. He's not back. And I can't wait anymore. I can't. I can't keep lying to these people, telling them that Sammy is away on a business trip while Sammy is, I don't know where, or alive, or dead, or what. What do you think I am, Sylvia?
Why can't you think of me, Daddy? Please, you tell them. If we don't wait, it'll all be over. Daddy, please.
It's impossible. These poor people waiting for their son to come back from a business trip he never took. How much longer can I face them? What am I, Sylvia? If Sammy left, he left. If he comes back, he'll come back. But this lie must stop at once, now.
Daddy, darling, please. I know it's wrong. The lie of the gold ring. I know how it feels. But it's for me, Daddy. It's for me. I love Sammy, Daddy. And if I lose him, I don't know what I'll do. I can't, Daddy. I mustn't. Dad, help me. You have to, Daddy. You don't know who will. Who can I go to? Leah? And who? I never had anyone in the world except you, Daddy. Daddy, darling, please. Wait a little longer. Another day.
Before Mrs. Goldberg does. Maybe it's Sammy. Maybe it's Lastonbury. Who knows?
I'll take it.
What? No. It's for me, Sylvia.
Oh. Hello?
Oh, this is Van Buren.
Yes?
I have a copy of that telegram.
Yes?
Want me to read it to you?
Yes, please.
Who is it, Mrs. Goldberg?
Mrs. Molly Goldberg, etc. Telegram reads as follows.
Yes?
Do not
come
south.
Yes?
I'm leaving here. Marriage off. Letter will follow. Signed, Sammy. Hello?
Yes?
Want me to repeat it?
No. No, thank you. Thank you very much.
No need to repeat the message. The ominous words echo in Molly's mind as she stands bewildered, still pressing the receiver against her ear.